number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
That's right, you heard right.
Uh-huh.
Number 15.
Thank you!
That's how we roll.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow, join Don and Mike and their entire wacky crew for their fantastic Weird Number 15 party. The fun starts at 8 p.m. at O'Mara's Restaurant and Pub on Center Street in Old Town Manassas. Come on out and pick up your free Number 15 button. Sure to be a collector's item. Have a free Little Mikey burger. Enjoy the fabulous giveaways. Touch a hand, have a word, and make some friends. The fabulous Don and Mike Weird Number 15 party. Tomorrow, from 8 to 10 p.m. at O'Mara's. Don't miss it.
Hey, we'll see you there.
Number 15 Arbitron.
Hold on, we already played that. Don't go to break.
Hello, friends. William Shatner here, lounging on the sun deck of a swanky hotel in sunny Miami.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's been a while for that one. Welcome back, old friend.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
You rob. Sweetwack. I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head. Ass.
Pick and eat. The Don and Mike Show.
Pick and eat. Big party. Hank's Look Around Cafe tomorrow night. We'd love to meet you out there. Come on, we've got about 1,000 limited edition buttons we're giving away.
Soon to be collector's item.
Show's rated number 15. We all know that's changing, but for now, let's embrace it.
Yeah, it should be great. Good thought.
Let's embrace the mediocrity that we are currently wallowing in. Mm-hmm. Come on out tomorrow night. We'd love to meet you. All the info is on our website.
Good stuff.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
A speaker to us.
And all right, that one. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you forgot one.
Forgot one what?
The Golden Shower Girls with Maud Balls.
Bye!
The Golden Girls, a classic senior television show.
Golden right. Shower Girls. Mm-hmm. Not bad. Tomorrow on the show, Joe's Key Experiment.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about that later.
Will and, it work?
Also tomorrow on the show, we're very excited. Tomorrow night, Dateline is running the show that I keep saying. NBC's running this Dateline that should be a regular show, but not on against American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing their Internet Predators again tomorrow.
I think based on some of the calls we got in the last segment, you can see why this could be an ongoing series.
And tomorrow, the guy, we've always wanted to talk to this guy, the reporter on these specials who's hiding in the kitchen, Chris Hansen. Yeah,
Chris Hansen, name. Who I don't know if he's gotten awards for this or whether he's going to get them, but I he sure deserves them.
So we'll have him on tomorrow to ask him what it's like to catch those guys.
Yeah, and the one question comes to mind for me is just how weird is it to be standing next to these guys?
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to kill them? Do you want to run away from them? I mean, really, it's got to be strange. I mean,
we played the tapes last week, so we'll have the guy on tomorrow. And
good.
That'll be good to talk to him. So how about you, you big doof? You did something right.
Yeah, it happens. The pictures of Buzz are up.
Oh, Buzz, please go to DonandMikeWebsite.com.
All right.
Are these the headless pictures of Buzz?
No. I think my head's on them.
No, he's not the headless horseman, but
well, you said you just wanted the tunic.
I know, but then he looked like, you know, he gave me a look that was like, please.
He's proud of his
there, now, there
yeah,
you go.
There
see,
it is.
that's a beautiful representative picture.
And what a, you know what? And kudos to Buzz for the pose.
Yeah,
I mean, the
you,
pose
Buzz.
Was really the last, Buzz with his tunic on, Last
thank
Supper
you, Buzz.
Pose that he's got.
There
gotten.
You go.
There you go.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so go to our website and vote if you want.
That's Buzz before the sculpting begins.
That's right.
Buzz in his tunic today.
This is just a little song to my fans and friends to tell them a little about me. What I'm trying to tell them.
That is quite a pose.
I can fly.
Strike a pose, Buzz.
Wow.
Strike a pose. You know that the Don and Mike Show, heard every day on Westwood One. Brought to you by Head On. Head On products available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On.
Today.
Yeah. We'll give away some money here in a second, tell you what we're going to do. It's a little segment for the ladies. And after talking to some of the fabulous lawyers down on K Street, we'll be fine with it. Just bear with us as we try to decipher our way through exactly what's going to be happening in the upcoming segment.
Enjoy.
what do we have now? But Joe's got like 8,000 lines on hold. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Why did Joe put you on hold? Hello?
Why did Joe put me on hold?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Buzz, that's a fine-looking shirt, man. Don't let them give you any trouble. I think you guys already read my email about the Golden Shower Girls.
Oh, is Joe just putting up a bunch of people now who are calling with porno titles?
Well, that's what I called in for. I don't know what he's putting up.
All right. Okay, I understand. Someone had Golden Showers already.
Yes.
Somebody called in with it, not from an email.
Okay. All right. Well, radio gods, take care. I love you, man.
Okay,
well,
see you
remember,
later.
Great minds think alike. Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. The Golden Showers girls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just
find out what the deal is.
Well, just find out what's going on in the back room.
This is John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Where's your retarded brother?
Right here. Hello?
Hello.
Joe.
Might be what I believe the longest exchange in broadcasting, the handoff of that phone.
I'm going to pull a mic now.
Rob, seriously, how far apart are they in that room? Just how close are they to each other?
18 inches.
It's like they're on a love seat.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull a mic and I'm going to give you an out. Are you putting these up because these are the only things people are calling with?
Well, yeah, I got like five of them in a row, so I figured if you wanted to take them, you could, and if you didn't,
right, well,
I'd drop them.
Are there any killer ones, Joe?
Of course not.
Okay. Listen, Dumas, then don't put... It's one thing if we take...
Well, but I don't know if it's funny.
That's the first thing you've said today that's true. You don't know what's funny.
Right.
Okay. So if you get something and you're not sure it's Slap Nuts funny, ask your half-retarded brother back there, John, what he thinks of it.
Okay.
Okay? Because if Mike and I are walking through the minefield and we're going to take unscreened balls...
Don't involve me in this, please. This is not my... I don't have a dog in this fight.
Oh, no. Yes, you do, because if I'm taking the unscreened calls, my friend, you and I could step on that landmine at the same moment.
Yeah, that's true.
And the next thing you know, we'd be going, Captain Dan!
That was just kind of a Joe joke, you know? You know, because when Joe and I had that moment...
Well, Mike,
you
should know if it ever comes down to it.
Yeah.
I'm on your side no matter what. I think you know.
I know.
Didn't I
say with the whole mending fences thing, whenever Joe's getting yelled at, if you've noticed, I kind of take a back seat to it. I used to pile on a lot more than I do now. I used to pile on all the time.
Listen, Joe, think about your job tomorrow, going to the various grocery stores to see if your skeleton key turns on the complimentary Rascal scooters they have.
Oh, I am. I'm
think about that.
I had a plan already, but
think about that because we'll take it if we're taking unscreened calls and they just suck. But you're killing us when you screen the stuff that stinks and you know that it stinks.
Well, are we done with porno names then?
We were done with porno names when we got done with that segment.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
So I'll get rid of these guys.
Well, no, if you thought that, hold on. If you thought that, why did you put them up after the segment was over when we'd moved on to a new segment?
Well, because sometimes it's been my experience that when we rejoin, you take just a couple more to see what's out there.
Yeah, I do, but I like taking those unscreened.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right, then. Very well.
Okay, goodbye.
Good day.
Good day.
So many parameters.
You know. I'd like to fire him, but then, you know, what's he going to do?
Where's
then?
The fun in that?
Come on. Yeah, right.
Are you insane?
Don and Mike show. You know, what's sad is that Joe probably is more irreplaceable than just about anybody on the show, only because where are you going to find somebody else to work for no money to come in, to come in, take our crap, and answer the telephones.
And still be lovely.
Where are you going to find somebody who has such low standards for themselves?
Right.
That they would come in and work in this environment every day. It's got to be
somebody. And therein lies the love, the charm. Therein lies the fact that, every night, there's not a night I go to sleep without agonizing over the fact that he can't work with me.
Hello. Donna Mike. But Mike, I told you, remember, when it comes down to you and Joe,
yes,
I have no better way of saying this to you.
Mm-hmm.
L-U-O.
L-U-O?
From me to you.
Yeah.
You know that. If you ever need it.
Right.
I'm there for you. L-U-O.
L-U-L-O.
Lie under oath.
Lie under oath.
All you got to do is just tell me.
Right.
I remember the day. Yes, Your Honor, I remember the day. Joe came in and spilled hot coffee all over Mike on purpose.
There we are. Yeah, well, you've told me that in private. Now I appreciate you making
it
public.
Honor. You should know that.
Yeah, and then, of course, then I have to do that whole thing where I really burn myself to make it look real.
Right. Well, if you got to pull an Artie Bucco.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to pull.
The sauce.
Oh, and, hey, hold on. Let's take this call that we're talking about Artie Bucco. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I heard you burping. What's up? Are you there?
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, you just said Captain Dan. It's Lieutenant Dan, Mike. Don.
That was Don. Excuse me. Gosh, anytime you make a mistake at your whatever it must be feeble job, it must really bother you when someone comes up and says, you know that hallway upstairs, downstairs that you were cleaning up? You missed just one small piece of dirt in the corner.
When I mop the hallway, I don't miss nothing.
I know you don't, but the real criticism is when somebody says, hey, there's something left on that finger.
Yeah, you got to stop that plane, Jack.
There's something left on that finger.
Listen, screw off! We're doing great radio. You wanna bust my balls? Go to hell! You're not a listener. You're not a friend. You're not funny. It's Captain Dan. It's Lieutenant Dan. It's General Dan.
We don't give a rat's ass.
The
I love you, Dan.
Shut up.
I love you.
I hate you.
Oh, hugs and kisses, Dan.
I'm tired of playing your games. Your call meant nothing to me. It was totally a charade.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Anything else?
That is all.
I mean, really. I'm putting on an act with you. But really, there's a part of me that does say, you know, really, hey, a-hole, and I wish I could use the word. Really, what are you doing, just busting balls?
No, what he's doing is he's living vicariously through us on the radio. He's getting his moment.
I'm doing a show
This is
Mike.
His moment. He may never have this moment.
Something you could never understand, doing something on the fly in front of people where, yes, you let everything hang out. You let everything hang out. So what?
I'm hanging out right now.
No, there's no reasoning with it.
He wants
to be here, don't you?
I'm sorry.
You want to be doing what we're doing. That's the real issue.
Nothing
wrong with that, but that's the truth.
I'm really not trying to argue with you, and I'm not saying that I'm beneath criticism, although I believe I am, but...
Above criticism.
Whatever.
Right.
But here's the deal. It's like, dude, you take the time to pick up the show, to pick the phone and go, hey, Don... It's not Lieutenant Dan, it's Captain Dan. Well, you give a frig. I mean, the day that I come on and I say, we've invaded Iran instead of Iraq. Okay, then call up. Mm-hmm. Don't you think that that's a little more important? Really, you're wasting all of our collective time. And
it's Lieutenant
and
Dan.
Shut up!
Dan.
Shut up! I'm...
Well, that's all I got.
Shut up!
I'm...
Shut! Shut! Shut your mouth! I'm tired of screaming at people and having people say, well, how come you're so mean to your listeners? The answer is this. The stupid ones we cannot always make appear to be a funny bit. So I'm asking now, on behalf of everybody that loves this show and everybody that works on the show, stupid people like you, don't call, please. I beg you. You heard a mistake. Let it go. I wish I could be big enough to let it go, but I can't because I take the unscreen calls, and then what am I supposed to do every time some ass calls, try to look at Mike and say, how can we make this funny? How can we make this funny? Here's another dumb guy who thinks he's funny. How can we make this funny? I mean, really, if you want to criticize, if you want to correct, do it on something that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Please, do you understand what I'm speaking to you now? I swear to Christ, as honestly as I can. Dude, we're having a fantastic show today. I will rebound from this. Trust me, this call is not going to throw off my equilibrium. But God damn it, people like you really are ruining this show. Christ, we do a show. If we screw up one word, don't call. And don't say, I love you, Don. Don't go! Do you get me? Oh, hung up.
Of course he didn't.
Really?
But that's a good thing. No, that is a good thing that he hung up.
Yeah.
Now, where are my roses?
Bravo.
That was great.
It's one of the more heartfelt and intense performances I've ever seen.
Oh, I'd like to.
Do you need a beverage?
I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank Harvey Weinstein.
All the well, they don't own Miramax.
Everybody
anymore,
at Miramax that got behind this project. When they said, just yelling at your listeners wouldn't work. And I said, you know, sometimes maybe it would. And I also want to thank my good friend, Mike.
Yes.
Who was behind me. Would you put it away already?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want the meat tray.
Yeah. I want to thank Mike. Was sitting over the whole time.
Thank you.
Sometimes when I scream at people, he looks at me like, what are you doing? Today it was like, yes, brother.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the tray of cured meats. I appreciate that. It's delightful. Ah, that's wonderful. It feels good, though, too. That's a twofold performance. Not only does it, you know, does it get people's attention, but it also feels good, doesn't it?
I mean,
it really, really feels good. Absolutely. Because there's no way, ladies and gentlemen, of actually reaching through the phone line and hitting someone with a baseball bat.
Sadly,
so
no.
that is the equivalent, right?
I mean,
there.
When you take a lot of calls like we do, it's a given that you're going to have to deal with some people who, you know, piss you off or just want to bust balls. But really, sometimes it gets to be impossible. It's like we're on a good roll, and that's all. Well, I've made my point. I've screamed. I've yelled.
He went away.
And that's what you all really want. Isn't
you it? Drove him away, which is what I wanted. I really wanted him to hang up. I wanted you to drive him off the phone. I wanted you actually to be throwing the basketball at his chest and just keep, going to cry? Going to cry.
He should be crying now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hope he is crying.
Captain Dan. Hey, Don. And was it, you know, now, you know.
Now you're holding on to it a little too much.
Hello, Pot. This is Kettle. How are you doing?
I think you got it out of your system, though. I truly do. I think you totally got out of it. Unless you want to talk about it more.
It does feel good.
That was a good one. That was a real good one.
It do, really. I mean, Christ, don't slow us. You know what? If we're having a show that really sucks, one day, go ahead. Because, you know, sometimes a good argument really helps us spice it up.
Right? Sure.
Like, we're on a good roll today. Come on, we had the good porno segment on. We got all this good stuff going. We got this Lieutenant Dan, Captain Dan. Jesus Christ.
I didn't see that one coming. I wish I could be
one of those guys that would be big enough to go, hey, well, thank you very much. But the point is that the guy sits on the phone like, hey, I want to tell him something.
Well, you know what he does? He hears that. And then he goes,
right.
Get the phone.
I got news for you.
Get the phone.
Seriously, I have news for you. Someday, I don't mean to sound like Gary Hart, a monkey business. Someday, follow me around. I screw things up all the time. This is my life.
And your point right at the end there, and I think it's valid, is that on this show, we take a lot of heat because we're rough on the listeners. But at the same time, we take a lot of crap from our listeners, and sometimes it does go over that critical mass point, especially when we're, you know, when we're all in here trying to climb that mountain again, when we're all doing this. And that's just really what you're doing is you're serving us up something where we have to extricate ourselves from that. We have to take that correction call, which has no other need in it but letting people know, I know this, and they screwed up. I am sitting there with my pants around my ankles, and they got something wrong. And other than that, other than his own personal gratification.
Right. That's it.
It's all on us after that. He throws that little grenade into our world, and then that's it. We have to deal with it.
I just got to say this one time, and I'll just say it. You know, because it seems people love to correct me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I speak with confidence, because I am self-assured, people love to call and say, you can dish it out, but you can't take it. Does anybody listen to this show? Pretty much my topic every day on myself is I'm a despicable human being. I mean, I don't need some of you BM eaters calling me up telling me I suck. Did you not hear what I said today? I went to the dentist, made an ass of myself at the dentist, talked bad about the people at the dentist, got a bad tooth. I'm missing a tooth. I brought that in to you asses. Then I did the thing in the parking lot. Who's the bad guy? Me. Did I say I was an idiot? Yes. Have I said I'm repulsive? Yes. Christ, I know it. I don't need to hear it from you. I suck. but I don't suck as bad as some of you listening. You get what I'm saying? So don't give me that whole you can dish it out, but you can't take it. Listen to the friggin' show someday from beginning to end. You know the people that we are hardest on?
And it's, you know why we are? Because it's so easy.
Yeah,
it's right. The easiest thing in the world.
Speaking for myself, I'm a mess. And I'm not talking about my underpants. I'm a mess.
Well, that's included sometimes with both of us, though.
Listen to me. You want to call up and tell me I got something about a movie wrong? I got life wrong!
Oh, incidentally, speaking of that last reference,
yeah,
heard a great, great new word. I don't know if I'm not original with this. A shart.
Oh, yeah.
Figure it out, ladies and gentlemen. It requires no explanation at all. I shart. I heard it. Now, look. And here we go. It's another example. I know there are a lot of people listening right now that will call and say, that's been around for a whole long time. Well, it wasn't to me.
Right.
To me, somebody said, I was at a party last week, and I sharted. And I heard somebody shart.
I just heard it for the first time when you said it. Uh-huh. And you know
I
what?
Sharted, and it's fantastic.
It will now become a part of our vernacular.
Right. So any of you shart heads out there that want to call and tell me this has been around a while, well, it's not been around a while for me. And that's what makes life interesting. Because every day you can learn something new.
That's right. No shards,
Sherlock. I sharted. And now we can use that word because it's not on any list. Okay?
Eat
shart for brains.
Eat shard and die.
Right.
Now what are you doing?
Did he just say it?
Jesus. You know what? I swear to God, I just threw something at him.
I didn't hit it.
No, he.
I did not hit it.
Then why are you sitting with your finger right by the button? Mike did not say the F word.
No.
Or the S word.
No.
No. Really?
I said the new word.
Why I didn't hit it?
Short. Well, then, why'd you sit there with your butt finger right on the button, like, look at me, like, should I hit it? No, he
all
didn't
right.
say it.
All right.
Please.
It's a new word. It's an acceptable word.
What are you looking at, Buzz?
I'm looking at my paper towel.
Is there any shard on it?
No, it's shard-free, actually.
It's perfectly, even if we repeat that, that's not a word.
Right. Of course not.
It's perfectly acceptable.
That's right. So you didn't hit the button.
Did not hit it.
All right, well, then I take back throwing the papers at you.
That's all right.
I'm sorry our relationship has now become physically abusive.
It had to happen eventually.
You know it had to happen.
You are still my best friend, right. But occasionally I'm, you know, I got to throw something at
look
you.
Look at his face. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it.
So sad.
Look at it. He's a sad boy.
Rob is a little uptight today because I want to do the, right. And I know he's uptight because it's his ass on the line. Let's do a quick palate cleansing.
Okay.
With some different music here. Want to do something today for you chicks, the Vibrator Talent Show. However, would like you to sing with your vibrators. Seriously, for 60 seconds, sing with the vibrators. Now, after talking to the lawyers, this is the verbiage that's acceptable. If you're going to call now for the Vibrator Talent Show, which is what we're going to try to do next with some of our female listeners.
We know that many of you have vibrators.
Please, no moaning. They will dump immediately if there is moaning.
Even the trace of moaning.
Mm-hmm. Now, The game is this. You sing for 60 seconds with your vibrator. You can either turn your vibrator on and hold it right by the telephone so we hear them as you're singing,
uh-huh.
Or you can put it away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you put it away, we still have to be able to hear it while you sing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I can say.
Right.
I hope everybody
understands exactly what you're
saying.
Okay. You can put it up by the phone, near your mouth where you're singing, or you can put it somewhere else.
Mike, put it away is exactly what they want.
Oh, put it away. All right.
Mike, trust me, I went through this with them 1,000 times today.
Sorry, then I apologize for what I said. Sorry, legal.
Put it away. Put it away.
You can put it away.
You can put it away.
Yeah. All right.
I know. It's a bunch of shard.
Yes, it is.
It's total shard.
Shard.
But, we'd love to do it. So, it's time now for the Vibrator Olympics,
hey.
The Vibrator Talent Show. It's just fun with vibrators where we're looking for women to call in.
Vibrator sing-off?
Yep, with their big, gigantic vibrators. And you either, as I mentioned, hold it up by the phone.
Uh-huh.
And seriously, come up with a song that you are going to sing a cappella for 60 seconds. Now, it can be, I mean, I don't give a crap. I don't think anybody else. It can be Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera.
It can be just notes.
La, 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 la. I'd really rather have a song.
Yeah, I would too.
But, you know, beggars can't be choosers.
Sure.
So, sing. You know, of course, there'll be extra.
Aerosmith.
Big 10-inch. There'll be,
I'm trying so hard not to be naughty.
There'll be a lot of opportunities for you to win. And if you do, put it away.
Yeah.
And you manage to sing while you've put the item away, and we can still hear the item working while it's put away.
Right.
Well, you will get some, you'll score some bonus points.
It's a good song choice Rob has. Whole lot of shaking going on.
No. How many of you gals out there have vibrators? Well, we know that y'all do, because y'all call the show all the time.
Of course you do.
And finally, we're going to do something that involves some real talent.
Yeah. This is good chart.
Where you are singing with your vibrator.
Excellent.
Okay? No moaning. Uh-huh. And you can put it away or not.
Right.
Now, I think it's a proper use of the entire thing. I'm real worried about what I'm saying now.
Our phone number is 877-365-3636. Uh-huh. We'll take the first three or four chicks to call with vibrators, because everybody down on K Street is very worried about this.
Ah, don't worry. Really.
I know.
This is a good chart.
We're professional.
I know. So, you cool with that from a legal standpoint?
Perfect. Thank
there you,
you
go.
So much.
You are very welcome. You are very welcome. Wow, you're bruising.
No, I'm bleeding.
You're bruising and bleeding.
Well, the bleeding's internal, though.
So yeah. Tender.
Mm-hmm.
Like so a grape. Tender.
Like a melon.
Exactly.
Like on your head, a big melon. So no moaning.
Right.
Put it away.
Mm-hmm.
Call now, chicks, with your vibrators. Get your songs ready. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, and if you don't hear enough, tough shart.
And go to our website and look at Buzz's shirt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds like shart. But Buzz's shirt does not look like shart.
No, thank you.
It's a very nice picture of Buzz on the website.
I completely agree with
and
that.
Eventually, I think we're going to have, are we going to have some type of voting, or do we have to talk to the,
we're trying to find the
ISP guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Girls now, listen, vibrators, here we go. And listen, I know about Forrest Gump, okay?
Mm-hmm. And incidentally,
just to get back to the other thing, I know,
yeah.
Okay? I know!
And if you're confused about the game and you're confused about how to play it, call anyway if you have a vibrator. We'll hold your hand through the whole thing. I look, I'm just giving some advice out here.
Put it away.
That was just a figurative thing.
Just right. Put it away. Oh, keep putting it away.
Oh, short.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.